Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on safeguarding and taking care of the tongue as far as ghibah is concerned. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man waqahu Allah sharra ma bayna lahyayhi wa sharra ma bayna rijlayhi dakhala al-jannah. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one whom Allah Ta'ala protects from the evil that is between his jaws and the evil that is between his thighs will enter Jannah. Evil between the jaws is his tongue, evil between his thighs is his private parts. So person takes care of these two things, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. So easy it is. So what it shows us also, that the sins of these two are so great that it can cause so much of harm and so much of problems. Person is careful of his tongue, careful of his private parts. How easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. It doesn't mean that the person must leave out all the others as far as imaniyat is concerned, as far as the necessary beliefs and the qaid are concerned. Doesn't mean a person leaves out these and according to his salah, zakat, the fara'is, he does all that. And together with that, this person is careful of these two things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. Such an easy prescription to get Jannah. وعن عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجا قال أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك. رواه الترمذي. هذا عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله عنه narrates that I asked, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, how can I receive success? How this question, يا رسول الله من نجا, actually means what is success? But what it means, Ya O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I achieve success? So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, three things. Amsik alayka lisanak, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that restrain your tongue, take control of your tongue. Amsik, hold back your tongue, restrain it, hold it. In another riwayat, the words come, amlik alayka lisanak, you become the owner, you become the master of your tongue. In other words, the master always commands. Master is not being commanded. The master doesn't get overruled. So here you take full control of your tongue. Restrain it. Amsik, hold back your tongue. Wal yas'aka baytuk. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that let your house suffice for you. Let your house suffice for you. In other words, if you don't need to unnecessarily go out of your house, don't go out of your house. Sometimes people just want to go out. They feel a bit restless in the house. We want to go here, we want to go there, we want to go to the beachfront, we want to go outing. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no harm if a person now and then goes for a picnic, a person goes for a small outing, there's no harm. But what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu is explaining to us is that be comfortable to be at home. Don't be restless. And why I'm at home now, it is December, it is coming to New Year, I shouldn't be at home. This is not a place for me. A person restless, he wants to go somewhere. Now when he goes out, he automatically gets exposed to guna. We know the December period when it comes, the New Year's period when it comes, other holiday periods when it comes, how much of fitna is out there. But a person who's comfortable to stay at home, his house is sufficient for him, he's saving himself from so much of guna. Actually, these homes that Allah Pak has given us and blessed us with, firstly we must thank Allah Pak for these homes. Only when we go and see how the people are staying in the squatter camps, how the people are staying in poor, poor conditions, sometimes when it rains, the houses are leaking, from the floor there's flooding, there's dampness, and there's so many other difficult conditions, no toilets. Some places you go, 50, 60 people are sharing one toilet. There's a line that the children have to stand in, the parents have to stand in, just to go to the toilet and then get ready to go to school, etc. So when we look at that, we realize that Allah Pak has blessed us with so much. And after blessing us with so much, Allah Pak has made it such that this house of ours is actually a fort. Is a fort. How you get a fortress that will protect a person from the physical harms of the outside world. The forts normally have big walls, have security gates, have different types of access points to protect people from coming, outside people from coming in. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this house that is a protection for us from the fitnas of the outside world. From the fitnas that are coming and lashing in the outside world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this fort. Unfortunately, what has happened also is that we have brought the fitnas into the home by bringing the television in the house. So whatever fitnas were outside, now we have brought the fitnas inside the house. But generally, this house is a fortress for us to protect us from the outside world. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this part of the hadith is saying, "Wal yas'aka baytuk," let your house suffice you. And in fact, a person, Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, would say that this house also can be jannat on earth for a person. If he does the right things in his homes, he takes care of the home, he looks after the wife, and the relationship between the husband and wife is correct, between the parents and the children is correct, then that house is like a jannat on home, or jannat on earth. But at the same time, if these things are not guarded, they're not protected, they're not taken care of, then even that house that the person is saying, it can be like jahannam on earth. Anyway, this part of this hadith is very important for us, especially in today's time, is that if we got any work, then we go out. If we got no work, either it's dini work or dunyawi work, any work of the dunya, one of the two, or it is a time of salah, then we come out, there's no problem. But unnecessarily for a person just to have this habit that I must constantly go out. How can I be at home when it is a Saturday? How can I be at home when it is a Sunday, for example? How can I be at home when it's December? That should never be the concern. The concern should be, do I have work outside? If I do have work, then I should be happy to go out. If I don't have work also, then I should be happy to stay at home. And when I do have work, then I go and complete the work and I'm back at home. Not unnecessarily staying out of the house. Well, yes, akabaytuk, let your house suffice you. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his hadith, wabki ala khati'atik, cry over your sins, cry over your gunas. Such an important aspect of our lives is this gunas that we have committed in our lives, that we should take out the time and cry and shed tears. This one tear is good enough to wash away all the gunas. Like how you get a person in when he puts in the washing machine, then he puts all the different types of detergents to clean the clothing, etc. This tear, Allah Pak has made it like that. One tear is sufficient to wash away lifelong gunas. Therefore, a person should cry over his gunas. So this one hadith is such a beautiful hadith. In fact, many times you'll find our ulama in tasawwuf, etc., they quote this hadith quite often to remind ourselves that get these three things in your lives, and great, great, great tarakki of a person can take place. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what is the road to success? And this is what answer he's given. These three things, just to quickly recap, amsik alayka lisanak, that restrain your tongue, hold back your tongue. Sometimes your tongue will want to say something, it will want to make some statement, but hold back, be very careful what you say. The next thing is, wal yas'aka baytuk, let your house be sufficient for you. Unnecessarily, don't run out of the home. And the third thing is, wabki ala khati'atik, that cry over your sins. Whatever gunas we have committed, cry over it. These three things now is actually the road to success. Ulama explain one other thing here, is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked what is success, he could have defined success, given a definition like how we would give definitions for different things. He could have given a definition of success, that success is that person that stays, that is granted Jannah, and that person that is saved from the fire of Jahannam. He could have just given that definition here and left it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style was, and method was to show the people the way to get these things. To show them the tariqah and the method that how you get this. So you're asking me about success. This is the road to success. And Sahaba was such, they would get so happy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us the road, and they would hold on firmly to it. So let us also try and bring this quality in our lives. And once we are also shown the road to success, then we should also hold firmly to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.